Now let us resume the lesson in chapter 28, which is about the Nephal verb pattern. So far you've learned three patterns: pa'al, which was simple action; pi'el, which was strong emotion; and hifil, which was causative, okay? Each of those has a corresponding passive form. And nephal is your first passive verb form. Nephal. That nun up front is what tells you it's going to be passive. In the active verbs, like pa'al, pi'el, and hifil, the subject of the verb does something to the direct object. In the nephal pattern, the action is taken upon the subject. So, the apples were brought to the house. What was brought? The apples. So, it acted upon the subject. Okay. As opposed to the man brought apples to the house. The apples were brought. That's nephal. That's a passive verb pattern. With that in mind, let's look at the new vocabulary on page 331. And the first word you have accents on the first syllable, and it's simply ozen.
Ozen.
Ozen. Ozen. That's your ear. Everybody reach up and touch your ozen.
Ozen.
Yeah. Plural, oznaim.
Oznaim.
Why oznaim instead of oznim?
We have a pair of ears.
Because we have a pair of ears. That's right. The next word is chatat.
Chatat.
Chatat means sin or transgression. We've already learned avon, which meant sin. This is another word for sin, particularly a transgression type of sin, which is usually against someone else as opposed to an affront directly to God himself. That's usually the way you think of a transgression. In the Lord's Prayer, it says, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive others who trespass against us." Mm-hmm.
Hang on just a second. I have a dog that wants out.
Okay. Okay, back on the record. After chatat, we have koach.
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 Koach. Why isn't it kocha?
For one thing, different letter.
Go ahead.
Different letter. Different consonant.
No.
Koha with a line underneath, whatever that one's called.
The patach. When you have a chait with a patach underneath, it's pronounced ach, not cha. So, koach, like noach for Noah. Mm-hmm. And then we have a word that you've heard a lot in Bible study, kanaf.
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 Or in a plural, kanafim.
Kanafim.
It's actually kanafaim.
Kanafaim.
Kanafaim. Because it's generally translated wing, and a bird has two wings. But it's also the word for the corner, like the corner of the prayer shawl, the kanaf, where the tzitzit are tied, same word. That's why in Malachi chapter 4, it sounds like Messiah was a bird, because he has wings. It's really just the corner of the prayer shawl where the tzitzit are tied. Then we have lacham.
Lacham.
Which in the nephal means fight. Fight. And then we have nahar.
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 That's interesting. What's har?
Mountain.
Mountain or hill. Where does a river flow down from? A mountain or hill. Nahar is the river. Har, the mountain from which it flowed. In the left-hand column, we have oaf.
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 Which does not mean an awkward person. It means a bird, which could be
funny
why
word
they...
for bird.
Yeah. But that's it. Oaf is bird. And that's why they gave us kanaf for wing. And then we have par.
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 Or in plural, parim.
Parim.
Par is bull.
Bull.
The next word, para, if par is bull, para is going to be...
Cow.
You've heard of the para adama, the red heifer. Para adama. Adama is red. Para, heifer, cow. So par, bull, para, cow. What happens generally when you put an on the end of a masculine noun, it becomes
feminine.
Same thing happens here. Then we have shemesh.
Shemesh.
Shemesh is the Hebrew word for sun, as in that ball of fire up there in the sky. Shemesh. You've heard of Beit Shemesh, reading through the Old Testament. It's a city called the House of the Sun. And then you have Safah.
Safah.
Safah means lip, edge, shore, or language, because language comes from the lip. So it's lip, like on your face.
I wonder how language got in there.
That's how. How do you speak words with the lip?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So edge is the lip of a cup is an edge, and the lip of a sea or a lake is a shore. So
sure.
That's why it's all
those
the same
word. Sense, but that language was like, what in the world? How did that get there? Yeah. That makes sense now.
Okay. And then the bullet below it says the words chatat, sin, koach, strength, and oaf, bird, are all collective nouns, which means there's not a plural. It's singular or plural. It's just a collective. But the verb's going to be singular. Where in English we say bird or birds, in Hebrew it's just oaf, whether there's one or more. All righty. We ready to do the oral review on page 330? Now that you've memorized the vocabulary?
Yeah.
Number one, echo me please. Vayas.
Vayas.
Avraham.
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 Et.
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 Hamitzvah.
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 Ki.
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 Malko.
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 Zivah.
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 Oto.
Oto.
La'asota.
La'asota.
So what is this?
And Abraham did the commandment because his king commanded him to do it.
Yep, correct. Second line. Vaya'aseha.
Vaya'aseha.
Avraham.
Avraham.
Ki.
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 Malko.
Malko.
Zivahu.
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 La'asota.
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 So what is this?
And Abraham did it because his king commanded him to do it.
Correct. See how much shorter that sentence was, and yet it contained almost all the same information.
The same words, yeah.
Number two, first line says, Yareti.
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 Ki.
Ki.
Tashlich.
Tashlich.
Oti.
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 Me'rosh.
Me'rosh.
Ha'etz.
Ha'etz.
Lehamit.
Lahamit.
Lahamit.
O-T.
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 Siblings.
Yeah.
I feared because...
Or that in this case.
I feared that you would throw me. From the top of the tree to my death.
No.
To,
it's infinite. To kill.
To kill me.
Yes, to kill me. Second line. Va'ira.
Va'ira.
Ki.
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 Tashli cheni.
Tashli cheni.
Me'rosh.
Me'rosh.
Ha'etz.
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 Lahamiteni.
Lahamitaini.
Mm-hmm. So what is that?
And I feared that you would throw me from the top of the tree to kill me.
Correct. Number three. Bimei.
Bimei.
Hara'av.
Hara'av. I'm sorry, I'm looking at the wrong one. No wonder.
Let's do three again. Bimei.
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 Hara'av.
Hara'av.
Ra'u.
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 Hatzadikim.
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 Ayil.
Ayil.
Va'oto.
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 Hamitu.
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 Vela'am.
Vela'am.
Natnu.
Natnu.
Et.
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 Besaro.
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 What is that?
In the days of the famine.
Hatzadikim.
The righteous ones. Mm-hmm.
The righteous ones.
Saw.
Ayil.
Lamb.
A ram.
A ram. And they. They killed. They killed it.
Mm-hmm.
And for the people, to the people, they gave it.
And to the people, they gave.
They gave.
Besaro.
It's meat.
Right, it's meat. And to the people, they gave its meat. Basar, meat or flesh. Second line of number three. Vayiru.
Vayiru.
Hatzadikim.
Hatzadikim.
Ayil.
Ayil.
Vaymituhu.
Vaymituhu.
Vayitanuhu.
Vayitanuhu.
La'am.
La'am.
I like that one even a little better. What's that say?
And the righteous ones saw a ram, and they killed it, and they gave it to the people.
Correct. Number four, Vayaveh.
Vayaveh.
HaKohen.
HaKohen.
Otcha.
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 Neged.
Neged.
Hahar.
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 Vayvarech.
Vayvarech.
Otcha.
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 Vayishmor.
Vayishmor.
Otcha.
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 In English.
And the priest brought you opposite the mountain, and he cut.
No.
He.
From Barak.
And he blessed you. And he guarded you.
Yeah, so he didn't cut him at all.
Sorry.
That's okay. Second line. Vayviyacha.
Vayviyacha.
HaKohen.
HaKohen.
Neged.
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 Hahar.
Hahar.
Vayvarecha.
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 Vayishmarecha.
Vayishmarecha.
Now you hear some words from some of the blessing type songs.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
And the priest brought you opposite the mountain.
Or in front of the mountain, either way.
And that's actually what I wrote down.
Uh-huh.
And he blessed you.
Right.
And he guarded you.
Very good. Number five. Hanavi.
Hanavi.
Shalach.
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 Malach.
Malach.
Vahu.
Vahu.
Hotzi.
Hotzi.
Otanu.
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 Mimitzrayim.
Mimitzrayim. Okay. The prophet sent a messenger, and he gathered us from Egypt.
Gathered us?
Brought us forth
from Brought us Egypt. Forth from Egypt.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Second line of five. Vayishlach.
Vayishlach.
Hanavi.
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 Malach.
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 Vayesof.
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 Otanu.
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 Vayotzienu.
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 Mimitzrayim.
Mimitzrayim.
Or in English.
The prophet sent a messenger, and he gathered us, and he brought us out from Egypt.
Yep, number six. Vayodia.
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 Yosef.
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 Ki.
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 Ahav.
Ahav.
Oti.
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 Vayishlach.
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 Oti.
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 El.
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 Imo.
Imo.
Oh, wasn't that nice? What is that?
And Joseph knew.
Knew. Notice the hirekyo, does he feel? Cause to know.
Cause to know.
Or announce.
That announce, okay. Okay, announce that he loved me and he sent me to his people.
No.
His mother, I'm sorry.
Yes, his mother.
His mother.
Mm-hmm. His people would begin with an
ayin.
Ayin instead of an aleph, right? Second line of six. Hodieni.
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 Ki.
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 Ahav.
Ahav.
O-T.
O-T.
Vayish lacheni.
Vayish
lacheni.
El.
El.
Imo.
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 And that is?
He announced to me
mm-hmm.
that he loved me.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent me to his mother.
Correct. Number seven, first line. Hanashim.
Hanashim.
Halchu.
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 Itacha.
Itacha.
Itach.
Bayom.
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 Ach.
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 Yaru.
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 Otcha.
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 Balayla.
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 Or in English.
Okay, the men.
Mm-mm.
I'm sorry.
No Adam's apple.
I'm sorry. The women
mm-hmm.
Walked with you
mm-hmm.
in the day.
Right.
But they feared you in the night.
Okay. Second line of seven. Vayelchu.
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 Hanashim.
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 Itacha.
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 Vayom.
Vayom.
Vayiraucha.
Vayiraucha.
Balayla.
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 And what's that in English?
And the women walked with you in the day, and they feared you in the night.
Yep, number eight. Hamelech.
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 Yikach.
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 Et.
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 Zeva'o.
Zeva'o. Zeva'o.
Ve'he'amid.
Ve'he'amid.
Oto.
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 All.
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 Hahar.
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 Ve'tziva.
Betsiva.
Betsiva.
Oto.
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 Lahachrit.
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 Ear.
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 Okay.
What's that in English?
The king will take his army and he will cause it to stand
mm-hmm.
On the mountain
mm-hmm.
and he will command it to destroy a city.
Correct. Second line of eight. Vayikachehu.
Vayikachehu.
Hamelech.
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 Vayamidehu.
Vayamidehu.
All.
All.
Hahar.
Hahar.
Batsavehu.
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 Lahachrit.
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 Et.
Ha'ir.
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 Negado.
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 What is that?
The king took it and he caused it to stand on the mountain and he commanded it to destroy the city. In front of it.
Uh-huh. Number nine. Karati.
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 Otcha.
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 Vagam.
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 Ziviti.
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 Otcha.
Otcha. Otcha.
Lalechet.
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 Iti.
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 El.
El.
Petach.
Petach.
Aholi.
Aholi. I proclaimed or declared.
How about I called?
I called. Thank you. I called you, and also I commanded you to walk
or go
with me to the opening of my tent.
Yeah. Second line. Karaticha.
Karaticha.
Vagam.
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 Ziviticha.
Ziviticha.
Lalechet.
Lalechet.
E.T.
E.T.
El.
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 Petach.
Petach.
Aholi.
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 What would that one be?
I called you, and also I commanded you to walk with me to the opening of my tent.
Okay. Number 10. Aviv.
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 Higid.
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 Livno.
Livno.
Likrot.
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 Et.
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 Havarit.
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 Ito.
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 Uvno.
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 Asa.
Asa.
Ota.
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 I have a napkin here, please.
Yeah.
Something is...
Yeah.
Get lost. Yep. So what would that be in English, dear?
His father told to his son to cut the covenant with him, and his son did it.
Okay. Last line, number 10. Vayagad.
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 Lo.
Lo.
Aviv.
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 Lichrot.
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 Et.
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 Havarit.
Havarit.
Ito.
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 Vayaaseha.
Vayaaseha.
Or in English.
I'm not sure I did this right. Let's see.
What's up,
his father did not tell?
Nope.
No, his wrong father line. Told
right.
to him.
Right.
Okay, I had to do it right. To cut the covenant with... With him?
Right.
And he did it.
Correct. Very good. I think you ladies have a good handle on the subject matter. Let's review page 331's vocabulary one more time. Don't look at the list. Ozen.
Ozen.
Ear. Chatat.
Chatat.
A sin.
Sin or transgression. Koach.
Koach.
Strength.
Strength. Kanaf.
Wing
or corner.
Wing or the corner. Lacham.
Lacham. Fight.
Fight. It's a verb. Fight. Nahar.
Nahar.
The river.
River.
River. Oaf.
Bird.
Bird.
Par.
Bull.
Bull.
Para.
Cow.
Zadakah.
Righteous.
Righteous.
Righteousness. Zedekah. I don't remember going over that one the first time. I think I must have skipped that one. Zedekah is righteousness. Where have we seen that one?
The little Zedekah box.
Adonai Zedekenu. The Lord our righteousness. Shemesh.
Sun.
Sun. Safa.
Lip and shore.
Language.
And language. Yep, just like in the New Testament, they tend to say, spoken another tongue to mean another language. The Greek focuses on the tongue, the Hebrew on the lip. That's really all. Next topic is active and passive Hebrew verb patterns. It says, Hebrew, like English, has both active and passive verb forms. There are three active verb patterns and three passive verb patterns. You've already learned the three active verb patterns, the pa'al, which was what? Simple action. The pa'al,
strong
action. And he feel, causative. Verbs appearing in these patterns have an active meaning. They describe action that the subject of the sentence does. So the subject of the sentence is the doer. And they give a translation. Shamar, he guarded. Dibir, he spoke. Hevi, he brought. Or he caused to come. Says each of these three active patterns has a corresponding passive pattern. Verbs appearing in the three passive patterns have a passive meaning. Everybody should go, well, duh. They describe action that is done to the subject of the sentence. The following chart shows the three active verb patterns and their three corresponding passive verb patterns. The pa'al correspondent is nifal. Mm-hmm. Notice if you cover the knee, you end up with pa'al, right? That's the way to remember it. Simple action. Simple action upon the subject of the sentence. So the thing was said. Was said would be the passive form of amar, right? To say. The pa'al's passive is the pu'al. Pu'al. And then the he feels passive is hafal. So it says underneath, the pu'al pattern and the hafal pattern are rarely used in the Bible. So rarely, in fact, they're not going to cover them in the book. It says we will not include them in this text. They just appear so rarely. When you come across it, you go, gee, that's different. What don't I remember from the class? And that's what it'll be.
Sure, that'll be what I don't remember.
Since, however, both patterns were included in the verb spelling charts on page 384. So if we go back to 384 or whatever your corresponding page number was.
384.
I find the pu'al. And the only verb form is debar, which is spoke. In the pu'al, it's was spoken. And then the hafal, the only he-feel form that has a passive in the Bible, is shalak, which is to throw away, right, to cast away. In the passive, it's to be thrown away or to be cast away. You might say, has the Lord cast away his people? That's going to be active, right? Or in a passive, has Israel been cast away? Look at that. There's only two of them. So we should have a whole class just on those, right? What's that, Sharon?
I have Melech in mine. Melech?
Yeah, to be made king.
Really?
I didn't have anything about casting away.
I don't have that one in mine. Okay. Cool. Let's go back to page 332. And David was crowned. Okay. That would be he feel in the passive. Right? And David was crowned. Because he feel is to crown.
Right.
Okay, so the Nephal pattern. In this chapter, you will learn the Nephal pattern. The Nephal pattern is the passive pattern corresponding to the active pa'al pattern. Remember, pa'al was the most common verb form? So it makes sense that it would also have the most common passive form. Below is the list of verbs you've learned in the pa'al pattern, which also appear in the Nephal. Amar, he said, in the Nephal is, it was said. Asaf, he gathered, in the Nephal, the wheat was gathered into the barns, right? Bana, he built, in the Nephal, the city was built by the Sumerians. Zachar, he remembered, David will be remembered by the people. Yada, he knew, in the Nephal, he will be known, or it will be known. It will be known what form the New Jerusalem will take when we come to the kingdom. Yalad, to give birth to, in the Nephal, he was born. Most people were. Karat, cut. Nephal, be cut off. but the remnant will be not be cut off from the city. Remember that from Zechariah 14. Matzah, he found in the Nephal. It was found. A diamond was found underneath those bushes over there. Nasah, he lifted or he carried. In the Nephal, will be lifted or will be carried. Natan, he gave. Nephal, it will be given. Asah, he did. In the Nephal, it shall be done. Kerah, he called. In the Nephal, and his name will be called. Ra'ah, he saw. In the Nephal, he will be seen. Shavar, he broke. In the Nephal, the city wall will be broken when the people blow the trumpets. Shema, he heard. In the Nephal, it shall be heard. The song shall be heard in the cities of Judah. Remember that song? No. Okay. Shamar, he guarded. In the Nephal, it will be guarded or it will be kept. It says some Pa'al verbs do not appear in Nephal, and others appear so rarely in the Bible we do not include them in the text. But even if you came across one they didn't include, you just go, well, I know what it means in Pa'al. Let's just reverse it and do it to the subject. It says some verb roots appear in the Nephal pattern but do not have a passive meaning, like lacham, which is to fight or do battle. It's not a passive tense verb. That's why they gave it to us, because it was new.
But it is Nephal.
But it is Nephal. It simply doesn't have a passive meaning. And we had some he feel that didn't have a a causative meaning. Just one of those odd things. It says, many of the verbs which we've listed as appearing in the Nephal pattern have some variations from the verb shamar. You can find the exact spelling of all these verbs in the spelling chart. So let's look what a Nephal verb looks like. Would you believe when you come over to the perfect tense, they all start with
ni.
Ni. So from shamar, we have nishmarti. You know what shamarti is? I guarded. Nishmarti is I was guarded. That's as hard as it gets. What's the first letter of all these things?
Noon.
Imperfect? It's a noon. Ni. All the way down. How do you know that's not we will? Because it's got the perfect tense endings all the way down. In the imperfect, you've got eshamer.
Eshamer.
So you're going to have three full syllables. Tishamer.
Tishamari.
But notice the dogish is in which letter? In the pial, it was in the middle root letter. In the Nephal, it's in the first root letter. Yishamer. Tishamer. Nishamer, Tishamaru, Tishamarna, Yishamru.
Yishamru.
Haven't we heard that in one of the songs, Yishamru? Okay. Tishamarna.
Tishamarna.
The participle. Notice all four forms of the participle have a ni in front of it. Nishmar looks exactly like he will be guarded, except instead of a patak, it's a kamate. So only the vowel under the mame is different. And nishmeret, nishmarim, nishmarot. So the participles all have the ni before it, just like the perfect tense does. Command form, have a he in front of it like the he feel, except the dogish is in where? In the first root letter. He shamer. To the left, Hishamaru. Down, Hishamari. To the left, Hishamarna. And the infinitive, the regular infinitive, has a he, shamer. And then in the emphasis is nishmor. So again, in the regular infinitive, it's got the dagesh in the first root letter. That was true in virtually every form of the imperfect and the infinitive and the command form. No extra dagesh in the perfect tense or the participle, but you have the ni, which gives it away immediately. What's the only vowel pattern that you know that begins with ni? Nifal. So that ni is the correct way to say, ooh, it's got to be nifal. Turn to page 334. How to recognize the nifal pattern. Number one, the signal letter noon, characteristic of the nifal pattern, appears at the beginning of each form of the perfect and participle. Number two, the imperfect, the regular infinitive, and the command of the nifal can be recognized by the three full distinct vowels. Three full distinct vowels. This is the first time we've had that. It says, read the following examples aloud, and you'll hear these three vowels. Lahi shamer.
Yishamer.
Notice three full syllables. Yishamer. Number three, the signal letter noon drops out of the imperfect, the regular infinitive of the command, but there's a dagesh in the first root letter. And the regular infinitive and the command take a he at the beginning of each form. So we've come to the end of our time. We'll pick up next week, Lord willing, on page 334 at the topic of the nifal transformer verbs and see if we can figure out what they mean by a transformer verb. And I bet y'all already know if it begins with a noon or a yod, it's going to be a transformer, right? Y'all should go, no.
We'll get it.
We'll be there next week. It's just a yod. I just want y'all to say they all start with a noon, so they can't all be transformers.